Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com, bringing you a Floydcast number 40 for November the 17th, 2014. I was thinking I'd do some SBN, some super baby names, and then try and get to the microwave stories. There's a story in the last few days, in the last week. Man arraigned on negligent homicide charge after son dies in a hot car. Okay, sad story, absolutely. What's the guy's name? Kyle Seitz. S-E-I-T-Z. And of course the child, the son that died, also has that last name, right? So what is Seitz? Well, it's a 527. Accident looking for a place to happen. Applicable to both the father and the son. Unfortunate. Next story. Bono's plane suffers near catastrophic failure on flight to Berlin. Well, Bono, it's interesting. His name is 371. That nickname, and that one destiny, right? Hard things happen to you. You know, you slam into a wall, figuratively. You get in a fight, you know. Something physically hard happens to you. Well, it almost happened to him in his plane, right? This story says, the private plane he was in lost its rear door during a flight to Germany. Well, that's not reassuring when that happens. He was able to land successfully. Let's have a look at a little bit more at his name. So his real name is Paul David Hewson. He's born May the 10th, 1960. So we know from Paul, 415, that's really quite a discordant combination. There's a tremendous amount of tension in that name. And you know, when you hear the guy singing, and you even look in his face, he looks pretty anguished. David, 134, middle name, and the last name, Houston, 213. Well, there's a bit of, you know, that expressiveness in the last name. And then he has, as Paul Houston, he has a 628 total, 8 destiny. Very successful total. So this is a case where someone can have a discordant name or two, but when you put them together, they have success, which is to say they have unbalanced success. It's not desirable, but materially, it appears they are successful. In short, I don't envy his life. And what about his birthday? He's born May 10, 1960. When you add up all the numbers to figure out what cycle he's in 2014, he's in a 5 cycle. That's a good travel month, November, 9-5 month. There is an undertone in November of the coming cycle, which is a 6-year, and that would be a 7-4 month. Well, the 7 is testy up until the 18th, so the first part of the month, and then the 4 is obviously testy, so it turns out he had like a double test numbers undertone, which, you know, again, points to him being around a plane that misbehaves. But even just in his 5 cycle, 9-5 months, but he was in the 3-day. And they say, expect a disappointment in the latter half. Well, it was probably pretty disappointing when that door came off the plane. Alright, next story. I was watching The Biggest Loser, and there was a Sonia Jones, and she said that she had never felt good about herself. Now, you know, that's not totally original. A lot of people on the show, they would say the same thing. Actually, I shouldn't say not a lot of them. One of the things that happens on The Biggest Loser is you get someone that and an event happens in their life. Someone dies, or yeah, you know, typically that's what it is. Sometimes it's a serious accident. In this season, they're athletes, former athletes, and so in some cases something happened to them. They had to stop being an athlete. Being an athlete was their life. And then they have a, you know, sort of a depression, a downward spiral, and then they eat too much. Well, in her case, she said she never felt good about herself. And, you know, told stories about high school. Well, the quality that is challenged with self-esteem issues is the two quality. So does Sonia Jones have any two quality? Well, Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A, 742. Jones, 279, with the 9 adding power to the 2. So very 2-ish. And then her total is 922, where again, the 9 is adding power to the 2, and she has a 2 destiny. So I would sort of count this as 1, 2, 3 2s in her name, and the 9 adding power to the 2. In two cases, she's about as 2-ish as it gets. And she's always had challenges with self-esteem. Which is why Kabbalarians never recommend putting a 2 in someone's name. It undermines. You think about water, you know, you have a river, it goes around a bend, and the water keeps going, and it undermines the bank on the bend. And then the bank caves in. Well, that's the 2 quality. Next story, an actress, Diem Brown, D-I-E-M, has lost her long battle with cancer. She was 32 years of age. Now, how can you have a long battle with cancer if you're 32? Well, you can, I guess. You know, it can be years. But what a short life. What a tragically early exit from life. So the cancer number is the 4, right? Does this person have any 4 quality? Deem, D-I-E-M, 584, right in the first name, and discordant. When you put the 5 and the 4 together, very discordant. So she has a very discordant first name. Brown, 639, no problems there. What about when you add them together? 224, 4 destiny. If you had to sum a person up with one number, you'd choose the destiny. So her destiny sums up to 4, which is the cancer combination. So, frankly, no surprise. This person got cancer and died, no surprise. Amanda Bynes. I guess this person said something somewhere. The phrase that's quoted in the story headline says, "Just kidding about that murdering my family stuff." Well, that's obviously in the category of things you don't kid about without getting yourself into trouble. But anyway, what quality would do this? What kind of a person would say something like that? The things that come to mind for me is someone that's, you know, off their gourd, as they say. And also someone that has a sort of a, hey, look at me quality. They crave attention, they crave support from others. You know, they're sort of desperate for a joke, desperate to get people to like me. So that would be the 2 quality. And the jokes, sometimes in poor taste, would be the 3 quality. Let's have a look at her name. Amanda, 347. Well, we've talked about the 347 before. It's a name that can be just summarized as crazy. They're so super sensitive that they pick up thoughts that aren't their own. Those thoughts can grow to dominate and control their entire life. That's the definition of crazy. What about the last name? Bynes, B-Y-N-E-S, 562. Very discordant. The 5 is such an undermining quality, and the 2, well, it lacks confidence in the first place. That's a very... Well, you don't get good things happening to a person who has a 5s and 2s name. For example, Mike, same combination. Michael is so much better than Mike. So she has a very weak family name, last name, and then she has a super sensitive, can make you crazy first name, and then you add them together, 819, 9 destiny. You know, it's just not surprising. You look at that name, it's just not surprising. One of the things we tend to do when we judge others is we look at what they did and we're like, well, that was stupid, or what'd you do that for, or that's disgusting, or they just want attention. And we're not actually empathizing. And to really empathize well, you need to be able to analyze, where are they coming from? Well, Amanda Bynes is coming from super sensitive, lacking in confidence, discordant qualities. The name she was given is horrendous. And she doesn't have a chance with that name. Simple as that. She's just, it's a cry for help. She's saying to the world, hey, I need a better name. Next story, Norwich man charged in sub-base stabbing. So this is a military story. Gary Ray Bernash, age 35, was charged with assault of a federal officer and assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to do bodily harm within the special maritime and territorial jurisdiction of the United States. So violent qualities, I would say 1 in 5 especially. You might also look for a quality that could have a temper or that could flare, with the flaring adding to those 1s and 5s. So, basically, I would look for someone 1, 5s, and 9s. Pretty common. Let's have a look. Does he have any 1s, 5s, and 9s? First name, Gary, 156. Right there. Middle name, Ray, 178. Last name, Bernache, B-R-U-N-A-C-H-E. Well, that's a 999. You won't get a quality that flares more than the 999. When you put it with a name that means business, we'll put it that way, a physical, strong, forceful, dominating first name, it's just going to add power to that. So you got someone that, you know, the 1 can definitely have a temper, and then you have this explosive, incendiary last name, and he has a 156 total, so he's got a double dose of the 1. Well, already we're seeing where this, you know, rage and this assault comes from. Now let's analyze all 3 of his names, Gary, Ray, Bernache, and we get a 235 total, 5 destiny. So he was born with a 235 combination. As we've just analyzed by the previous person, very discordant, lacking confidence. So when you lack in confidence and you're a guy, right, then you get macho, right? You feel like you have to show off, right, to make up for it, overcompensating. And then 5 destiny. Well, we talked about the violent numbers of the 1 and 5. This guy's got a 5 destiny. So He sees red, gets into a rage from his first name, the nine of the last name adds power to it. And then five destiny, well, when you got a five destiny, you go for the jugular. The five, arguably, you could say, is probably the most deadly combination there is. Hitler, 551. I'm not saying this guy's Hitler. He doesn't have that combination, and of course he's not Hitler. But the five can be hell. Hell is 551. So, you know, he's charged. He's innocent until proven guilty. By the numbers, he's got it in him. Next story. Veteran beaten, burned by man he met at bar, dies. So the person that died is Stephen Patrick White, age 46. Let's analyze Stephen Patrick White. Now, what we're looking for is sort of a victiming quality, right? Well, what qualities being our number one victim? The accident looking for a place to happen, right? They just attract bad things. Stephen, 156. Patrick, 156, middle name. White, 562, last name. This guy is almost identical to the previous story guy. Unreal. And they're all similar things, right? One was a stabbing, this one, he's beaten and burned. What's the difference, right? It's violent, right? Violent things happen to them. Anyway, Stephen Patrick White, total 775, accident looking for a place to happen, 5 destiny. You know, there's just no surprise there. But it takes 2 to tango. What about his attacker? Alleged attacker, 26-year-old Gary Joseph Gupton. Well, we just did a Gary. There's another Gary. Another attacker, Gary. That in itself should tell you something. The Gary combination 156. The 156, at first glance, when you look at the numbers of 6, generally helps the other number. So you would say the 156 is the best of the ones in the name. So there can be a 112, a 123, 134. Well, the 156 is the best of the ones. And yet, I know plenty of stories where the 156 person was a real problem. And I think part of it is that you might say the 6, because it balances or gives stability and some success to, you might say the 6 gives success to a selfish physical power of the 1. The 1 can be the ultimate in an unenlightened person, an unenlightened quality, a selfish quality. And then you, if you give it success, if you give it accumulation stability, you know, they attract what they think, well, that's not good. So that's why we're seeing these people in these stories. Last name, Gupton, 933. Middle name, Joseph. So this person was born Gary Joseph Gupton. When you work it all out, 371, total one destiny. Well, we've talked about 371. It's a super argumentative quality. Three likes to argue in the sense of having fun. The one is stubborn, doesn't want to change, only sees one point of view. So if you have one point of view in an argument and you like to argue, well, you're going to be a super arguer, which isn't a good thing. But also, one destiny. So this man has the one in the first name and then a one destiny and a couple of threes around, which this guy would be a super argument, in my opinion, super argumentative, super confrontational person. And then how does he resolve it? Well, the one sees red. He's got it in two places in his name, including his destiny. He sees red, he wants to get in a fight. That's it. So, a guy who's got an accident looking for a place to happen attracts a very violent, argumentative person, who, by the way, was 20 years younger than him. So, he picked on someone 20 years older. You know, he was in his prime, and I say was, because now he's going to be going to prison, probably. I don't know. And he took on someone who, at age 46, you know, you're well past your prime, the testosterone levels are dropped. I am quite certain that he took on somebody that probably wasn't causing the problem. He just is that type of guy. He's probably gotten in dozens, maybe hundreds of confrontations in his life, according to his name. Next story. Chris Pico sings to his dying baby. You know, this is a tragedy. Again, another dying baby. In this case, the wife died, and I guess the baby, maybe it was a premature, because from the pictures it looked like an extremely small baby. And then the baby died, and this man sang to his dying baby, recorded it. The video went viral, you know, that kind of thing. That's why the media gets a handle on it. The media doesn't care about this guy. The media cares that his video went viral and therefore it's a story. These tragedies are happening constantly. There are 100 million tragedies every day. When you feed your baby meat, that is a tragedy happening every day you do it. When you live under the excess influence of microwaves, that's a tragedy for everyone living there every day. Fluoridation is a tragedy. I have clients, they think fluoride's okay. They take fluoride. They give fluoride pills to their kids. This is a daily tragedy. The kids are like, okay, it's a good thing, right? They don't know. They're eagerly, willingly poisoning themselves because of misinformation. That is a daily tragedy, times hundreds of millions. So this viral tragedy, we'll call it, let's have a look at the names, right? Well, the key thing here is the wife dies. The mother dies. Why? Ashley, 617. Last name, Pico, 641. 358 total. You know, if you looked at the numbers, you'd say no problems. But she has the 8 quality, 8 destiny. If you had to sum her up with one number, you'd say the 8 quality. Women with the 8 quality have trouble in childbirth. They have trouble getting pregnant. They have miscarriages. They have trouble giving birth, etc. The number of times I've seen this, you know, you're aware of people, friends, and they're trying to get pregnant, and they're doing this and that. And I've personally seen and heard and experienced 100 stories like this. So she has trouble in childbirth, she dies, and then it affects the baby and the husband. So rather than the emotion of the story, the point is a woman who has a prominent 8 in their makeup has trouble in childbirth and dies. You don't want the 8 quality. If you're a woman, you don't want the 8 quality in your name. It will cause all manner of problems. I forget if I talked about this last time, so apologies if I did, but Taylor Swift, she's leaving Spotify. Taylor Swift is a famous country music singer. I think I did talk about last week, but I didn't adjust my notes. That's why it's here. Well, we'll do it twice. Anyway, she's leaving Spotify, this thing that doesn't pay enough commissions. It's a streaming service. I guess these streaming services, streaming music, they don't pay enough. The artist, it is pathetic. I looked at the numbers. You know, they don't make much on their CDs. Well, they make even less on streaming. So she wisely said, hey, I'm big enough. I'm going to go somewhere else. Good for her. Now, what are her qualities that she would have this kind of strength to do this? Well, Taylor, 731. Swift, 955. 786 total, 6 destiny. You know, every single one of her numbers is strong. Every single one. What a surprise she's able to act independently and do the right thing for Taylor Swift. Because she has a good name, basically. It's not completely balanced. You know, the proof of that is that she had kind of a miserable early life, right? She was jilted in love and was obviously very bitter and, you know, country music bitter, right? The 955 last name, she doesn't forget. She's found her voice, and in finding her voice, she now can give expression to herself and her qualities. She's in a different environment than when she was in school. But, you know, if you put her back in a school or environment without her millions, she would be stuck in the same problem. So, again, this is a case where she has a good destiny number, giving her some degree of success, but she doesn't have the balance. And it shows. But it does. The other thing she does have is the strength numbers, and that shows. By the way, let's look at her birthday, December 13, 1989. When you work on her cycle, 6 year, 1 7 month. The harvest numbers, the fruition numbers, are the 789. Well, she just made this change in just about an ideal cycle to set up her fruition, to set up her harvest period. You know, so she's right on schedule. And it's what you'd expect from her name and her numbers. So that's one of my good name stories. Although, she doesn't have a balanced name, but she has a good destiny, and it is, you know, basically an uplifting or a good story. All right, we're going to get to the microwave stories now. I haven't organized these, haven't gone through. They're roughly chronological, at least. There's countless stories, so we'll just see how many we can do. First story, September 27th, 2014. Airlines cleared for mobile phone use during flights. All right, well, let's think about this. They've been banning cell phones on airplanes. You know, everyone's, you know, complaining. I don't know how many are complaining, but as we get more addicted to phones and tablets, you know, more people complain. For what it's worth, the ban, I don't think, has ever had any basis to it. Simple as that. So let's say there was really a second reason for it. To be able to relay signals to and from a plane, the cell system you transfer from one cell to the other. When you are in a house, there's no transfer. Your cell doesn't move. No problem. When you are, you know, in your car, it's a little bit of a challenge. And so if you look on the major commuting highways in your area, you will see large cell phone towers. And once you start looking for them, you'll see bunches of them. You'll see two or three together with just tons and tons of masts next to them. Which, by the way, this is a good reason to not live near a transportation corridor. Don't do it. Not recommended. So you can do the handoffs on people driving 60 miles an hour. It takes a little bit more, you know, work, but you can do it. Well, how do you do the handoffs when the plane is going 600 miles an hour? Who knows? Maybe the handoffs are coming once every couple of seconds. I don't know, but infrequent. The other thing is you're 7 miles in the air. So you're 7 miles away from the tower, cell phone towers at the best. And then as soon as you go, are no longer above that tower, directly above it, you're now more than 7 miles away. So some serious logistical problems of giving cell phone coverage to planes, no doubt about it. So, you know, I think part of the you're not allowed is cell phone signals would have been poor anyway. Let's be honest. But here's the other thing, and the really big thing. In order to have good coverage when you're at a distance, you need power, right? So your cell phone has to blast with more power to make up for the signal being poor or weak or being far away from the cell phone tower. So in other words, if you're communicating from far away, you send out more radiation, you make more radiation. So let's get into this plane, and we're sitting next to someone who's doing a cell phone call. He's at minimum of 7 miles away from a cell phone tower, and on average, let's say he's 10 miles away, or 12, or 15. So he's already probably on average working it out. Let's say the average person is 1 mile away from a cell tower. He's 12 miles away. You have to square it for signal loss. That's 144 times more energy is needed for him to make a call of the same reliability level. All right. 144 times as much energy. That doesn't sound very good. And you're sitting next to it. And you know how close you are. If he puts it up to his left ear, and you are sitting to his left, then it's 6 inches away from your right ear, 6 inches away from your head, and it's 144 times as much energy as normal. Now, there may be some factors that mitigate this. There may be, like, the plane provides a local hotspot, and so all you have to do is communicate to the plane, and the plane transmits to the ground. Let's say that's in place. Well, then you only have a regular intensity cell phone call 6 inches from your ear for as long as the guy feels like talking. Well, she's bored and she's talking to her new boyfriend that she just visited. Oh, it was such a great visit. And then we went and fed the ducks. And you're getting blasted with the radiation the whole time. Hang on, Pete. I'm getting started a little later today. It's 8 o'clock already. The schedule got changed a little bit, and that's no problem. Luckily, it's fairly quiet. Cold day here. All right, so mobile phones in flight, disaster. But here's the thing, too. What about tablets? If you really want to create a lot of radiation, stream a movie. Stream a movie on your phone, stream a movie on your tablet. That is maximum radiation. So now you got Bob next to you watching football on his tablet, streaming. Now you're getting blasted with maximum radiation for 8 hours. This is not a good time to be flying in airplanes. This story, just by itself, horrendous. It's enough, quite simply, to make me absolutely not want to fly. Just that one factor alone. Next story, same date. Intel Edison-powered Nixie wearable drone camera flies off your wrist to capture the moment. So this is a little helicopter mounted on your wrist. And when you want it to do its thing, you launch it off your wrist. And it will now film something near you. Let's say you're riding your mountain bike and some cool trail. You can have this little drone flying above you and filming it. Okay, all of that's amazing. And how does it all communicate? It has to be Wi-Fi. So it's another Wi-Fi device. You know, for every cool Wi-Fi device, it's like saying, I found a new kind of cool cigarette. I got this new cool drink that I drink. I used to just drink at night, but now I got this morning vodka drink. And I got this one at lunchtime. We go out and we have lunchtime, you know, vodka drinks, you know. That's what this is. That's what this radiation is. Next story, September 28. When everything works like your cell phone. This was a long article. Why don't I save that one? It's just so long. Really good, but just too long to cover. World's smallest 3G mobile will connect everything to the internet. Bottom line here, they now miniaturize the cell phone capability, the cell phone technology, into something that's like as big as a... I'm converting it here. It's about the size of a nut, like a walnut. The whole module. Well, of course, when you make it small, then it can be everywhere. Small equals bad with cell phones, because then there's going to be even more of them. And this thing, you know, as bad as this is, it's only going to get much, much worse. They use examples like electric meters, fitness watches, and in-car devices. Well, of course, we already have all these things, but this is how technology progresses. They make it smaller, they make it cheaper, they make it faster. And with cell phones, that's just making the problem worse. It's like making the vodka cheaper to buy. It's like making the vodka in more stores. And it's like making it more potent. You know, alcohol can only get up to 95 proof. That's it. Well, this stuff is like 9,000 proof and 90,000 and 900,000 proof. You know, there's no limit. Next story. Medical records worth more to hackers than credit cards. Well, of course, this is a story about break-ins. Well, anything you do with your cell phone or your tablet, anything you do with Wi-Fi is much more insecure than with regular computers. So this is like another reason not to use your device for financials, we'll say, or for purchases. When you do a purchase, you put your credit card in, it's not secure, someone can record it. Quote, your medical information, including names, birth dates, policy numbers, diagnosis, codes, and billing information is worth 10 times more than your credit card number on the black market. Well, you know, as we've seen, everybody is corrupt these days. Oh, we had a break-in. One of the recent ones was Home Depot, X hundred million, whatever it was, in the million, in the tens of millions, whatever the number was. Basically, everyone, I got an email saying, oh, yeah, there was a break-in. They only got your email address. Well, I don't care about the email address. The whole point is, why was there a break-in? And, of course, the NSA wants everything. They want all access, all control, you know, all dictatorship all the time. Well, by these supposed break-ins, what you really can be saying is, well, we gave everything to the NSA, right? Full disclosure, Home Depot's covered. We told you that they got your email address, and the NSA can do with it what they want. And the NSA is not the government. Let's be clear. We would be wiser. Instead of calling it the NSA, we should call it Ugly Corp. It's an ugly corporation. It's an ugly company. It's an ugly group of people who have such control that they are funded by our government, by every government. Our governments are against us. And the NSA is just, it's really just Ugly Corp. All right, next story. New iPhone, Mac address randomization off when location services on. A highly praised privacy function in Apple's phone designed to thwart tracking may not be as effective as originally thought. They found that it only works on select phones, namely these models, when the phone is locked and location capabilities are disabled. In other words, as soon as you start using your GPS or whatever, they use an example, you have a fitness tracking app on, or you're checking your messages frequently, bang, they know where you are. So they will promise you what you want. You want security? Oh, this is the most secure phone. You want this? We will give you this. You want that? Yeah, well, gotcha. What does it take to disable something? Not much. They do it indirectly. So they honor what they promised you, but indirectly they get what they want. Next story. LTE upgrade will let phones connect to nearby devices without towers. All right. This is, there was a term for it, and I think it was in Hong Kong. There was some protesters in Hong Kong or China or somewhere where the only way they could establish communication with each other that wasn't going to be censored was using a cell phone to cell phone connection directly, rather than going to a tower and back to someone else that could be monitored. Anyway, this upgrade will let everybody's phones do this. So let's say you and a bunch of other people are in a meeting. There's 20 of you. Well, this would allow you, in theory, to communicate with each other within the meeting via your cell phones. Now, of course, you wouldn't normally do that in a meeting. Let's say you're at a protest. You had 100 protesters at a protest. They all have cell phones. They're all talking to each other. You're creating a storm of communication locally. Anything that increases cell phone usage is bad. That's what this is. All right, next story. The OLPC, the One Laptop Per Child Project, had this capability from the start. I'm missing the headline of the story. Okay. So this is similar, but with laptops. The normal setup is a flock of laptops with only wireless comm hardware, all talking to and relaying messages for their neighbors. So this is doing it with laptops. One laptop per child is designed for poor areas. So in a poor area, they'll have one little hotspot provider, and then these laptops can communicate with each other. Well, what it says is, even when you don't have cell phone towers, you can have cell phone radiation. Yay! Next story. Intel pushes factory Internet of Things with $9 million cost savings at plant. This is a whole new environment for a lot of people. There's no better place to talk about it than the fact that we did it for ourselves. Slash.com. The Internet of Things, aka the next giant leap in ubiquitous mass surveillance, I just can't wait for all the devices that surround me to snitch on me and report all my life habits to their corporate or state masters. Well, of course, the worst thing than that is the radiation. You now have all these devices sending and receiving broadcasting radiation, and now you have them everywhere. And don't forget, they're all sleep robbers. Oh, why are we having trouble sleep? The sleep stories continue. There's going to be a whole sleep industry because of this. Next story. Marriott fined $600,000 for jamming guest hotspots. So this is really a fun thing. You go to a hotel, they want to rip you off for how much they charge you for Wi-Fi. So you create your own hotspot using your cell phone. Your cell phone can do internet service for your laptop by becoming a hotspot. The drawback is, of course, very high radiation on your phone to your laptop. But it can be done. Well, then the Marriott chain of hotels just got sued, lost, and has to pay fines, which are paltry fines, for deliberately blocking it. So you're setting up all this radiation dosing of yourself just to get on the internet cheaper, and then the Marriott blocks it, just so they can rip you off. In the story, really fantastic details, charging people up to $1,000 per device to get online. It's boggling. As I said here, by the way, they charge hundreds, even thousands per device. This ruling is missing at least 3 zeros. Their penalty was only $600,000, but they're charging up to $1,000 a device. Are they saying that the Marriott chain only ripped off 600 people? I don't think so. Probably 6 million. So, yeah, the penalty should have been 600 million instead of 600,000. Well, we live in corporate America. That's what you get. Next story. MIT wristband could make AC obsolete. Wristify, as they call their device, is a thermoelectric bracelet that regulates the temperature of the person wearing it by subjecting their skin to alternating pulses of hot or cold, depending on what's needed. Well, can you believe this? Supposedly going to cool you with electronics. That's unspeakably gross in itself that they're trying to even do this. It's so Mickey Mouse and so useless, but it is a source of Wi-Fi. Way to go, guys. You couldn't do something good, but you did manage to do something bad. I got to give you props for that. Withings Aura. I think Withings might be the company. Aura is the product. A bedroom system to track and improve your sleep from dusk till dawn. Well, that's what we need, a Wi-Fi system to track our sleep. You know what you need? You know who you need to look after your bar so that the kids don't steal your booze? You need an alcoholic. That's what you need. He'll do a good job for you. Withings Aura is a well-thought-out active system designed to both monitor and improve sleep quality. Our technology combines a contact-free, i.e. wireless radiation, sleep sensor tucked under the mattress, an active light and sound bedside device, and a smartphone app. More radiation. Next story. The tale of a fitness tracking addict's struggles with Strava or Strava. Strava, for the uninitiated, is a GPS tracking tool. All right, I got a cat that wants to go out. Well, the whole thing here with this story is, it's not what the Strava is doing. It's every story to do with a Wi-Fi device or wireless radiation device is a double story. It's the insecurity of the device, the theft of your personal data. It's all of that, but then it's wireless radiation. You're dosing yourself. You're basically poisoning yourself, and they're stealing your information. They're invading your privacy, yada, yada. It's so mind-bogglingly. I don't know why people do all these things with wireless devices. I don't know why. Next story. Bellabeat, a Fitbit for pregnancy that monitors a baby's day. Now, what do you think here? Given that wireless radiation is bad. Do you want a Fitbit to monitor your pregnancy? Absolutely not. You're now dosing your baby in microwave radiation before it is born. Oh my goodness. Next story. This app fights acne. It's not nearly as silly as it sounds. Oh no, it's worse. So you're fighting acne with wireless radiation. That's kind of like, let's see, that's like a duel. You get a problem with a knife-wielding suspect, and so you fight him with machine guns. I think someone's going to get hurt. Next story. Wink could be the next big platform for the smart home. Well, it could be, and it certainly will guaranteed be a next big source of radiation for whoever installs it. Next story. MIT's slick new user interface lets your phone and desktop screens behave as one. So this is the marriage of your phone and your desktop. Well, that's radiation, right? It's not enough to have a phone. It's not enough to have a desktop. It's not enough to have both. You got to have them behaving as one, all with radiation, all with Wi-Fi. All that slickness, as they call it, will happen with wireless radiation. It's like, it'd be like painting with alcohol. You know, you're not going to drink it morning, noon, and night, but now you're painting with it. You're shampooing in alcohol. Your shower is in alcohol. Your soup is now made with alcohol. That's what's going on here. Next story. The inventors of the wristwatch drone share their vision of the future. Well, I know what the real vision is. I don't really care what theirs is. Next story. Mesh networks and fire chat make switching off the internet that much harder. Okay, this is this protesters in Hong Kong story. If I'd, you know, spent some time in this, I would have sorted these stories around. This would have been the earlier story. So protests in Hong Kong have started using an app called FireChat to keep in contact. Bottom line is, you know, as we talked about, it can irradiate each other in a small group. You know, these people are desperate. They don't have the democracy in those places. Not that we really have it here anymore. And they're desperate. And so they get dosed with radiation because they've been painted into a corner. It's like they've been painted into a corner and now they're being whipped until they walk on the wet paint. All right, next story. The Connected Wheelchair Project. Well, if it's a connected wheelchair, how is it done? It ain't done with the wire, right? Wireless radiation for wheelchair people. Everyone's getting empowered with Wi-Fi. Next story. This is an older story. Mobile phone use and stress, sleep disturbances, symptoms of depression among 4,000 young adults. So this test involved 4,000 people. The one and only test they used to see if people were sensitive to Wi-Fi involved only 100 people. It wasn't even the right size. It was supposed to be bigger, so it wasn't even significant, but they went by it. So now they concluded that supposedly we're not affected by Wi-Fi. It's totally corrupt. And only single study. Anyway, so this story, I'll have the link. This is, you know, one worth reading because this is the real deal, right? This is one of these results that finds out some really bad stuff and then gets buried by the media. That story came out in 2011. All right, next one. No longer a pipe dream. Innovation in dreaming tech allows us inside our heads. Oh, innovations in dreaming tech. Well, once you put dreaming and tech together, you got a problem. Because you're doing it with Wi-Fi. So you got a device, your Jawbone, a wearable device that monitors sleep patterns. Oh, wow, fantastic. The link even has a UP24 tracking sleep iOS. So sleep and iOS. Well, iOS is this Apple operating system, so that's Wi-Fi. And then sleep. It's all right in the link. You don't even need the title of the story. You got a problem with your sleep? We'll give you some Wi-Fi. Next story, sort of a sub-story, is related. Aurora headband. Looking at the Aurora headband from iWinks, we have the opportunity to control our dreams. Well, yada yada, Wi-Fi radiation. You know the funny thing with Wi-Fi? You don't dream as much. Well, yes, you are controlling the dreams. That's like, hey, we can reduce how much CO2 you give off by putting duct tape on your mouth. When you don't dream, your body doesn't rebuild. It's a very serious consequence of Wi-Fi radiation. Next story. An unexpected capital for the Internet of Things. And this story is about Ireland. Owing to its business-friendly climate, the city has attracted these IT giants, Google, yada yada. Well, what's really happened? They've been attracted by tax breaks. And now they're saying it's going to become the perfect capital for wireless. Well, when I hear wireless radiation. It's interesting that Ireland is the only country in Europe that's fluoridated, and now they want it to be irradiated with wireless. It's also interesting is that there's some pretty active people in Ireland fighting fluoridation, and the world is getting smarter about fluoridation. So they got to get the next thing ready for Ireland. They got to dose them with microwaves. Absolutely. I think it's all because there's such a big conflict, Northern Ireland and all that, you know, the two religions and all that. And I think they're just going to control it by poisoning them, whether it's with fluoridation or microwaves. Next story, Samsung's Wi-Fi upgrades promise speeds up to 4 gigabits per second. Well, upgrading Wi-Fi, man, is just horrendous. Higher speeds equals more radiation. It's all getting worse, like tens of times worse, every few months. Next story. Smartphone network could track incoming cosmic rays. Well, who cares about the cosmic rays except that it doses more people. Next story, Samsung achieves outdoor 5G broadband speed of 7. Well, it's related to the story two stories back. More speed, more radiation. Next story, New Balance body trainer watch for $20. And it's Wi-Fi capable. So now you can dose. That's the cheapest. I got in my notes. The cheapest way to dose yourself on microwave radiation that I've seen to date. Makes this watch a bargain. It's like coming up with a type of alcohol that costs, you know, $1 per quart. You know, what's going to happen? More alcoholics. More people are going to drink. More deaths. They don't care. This is part of what they want. The top people. This is absolutely what they want. Next story, Sam. Tiny toys that make the Internet of Things as easy as Lego. A series of postage stamp-sized sensors and actuators that combine hardware and software with Internet connectivity and promise access to the Internet of Things with no circuit design or coding experience required. So this is now microwave radiation for your kids to build with. Look at the amount of radiation I built. Get yourself a meter. If you haven't got a meter, get one. This kind of stuff is horrendous, and you got to see the numbers for yourself. You got to hear your meter screaming at you because the good ones have speakers. Next story, wearable fatigue. Stick it in your ear. Wearable devices, in particular activity trackers, have skyrocketed wearable technology to the mainstream. Countries left and right are hopping on the bandwagon with very limited success. It shows how deep their pockets are. They know what they want. This is a vital trend. It's time to reduce the population. They're paying for it. The biggest boys who have the deepest pockets and have literally trillions of dollars. You might as well say they're investing $1 trillion in seemingly unprofitable companies. But the profit for them is to get rid of people. Because if you trace it out, how much do people cost them? Well, you know, some of us cost them more than others. If they can whittle us down, they'll be more than happy with that. Robots will take our place. And you get economies of scale. As you reduce the population, you need less. If you have three kinds of electricity generating things, let's say you have nuclear, you have coal-fired plants, and you have solar, let's say. I know there's more than that, but let's simplify. Well, as you reduce the population, you can get rid of the most problematic one. I would guess that getting rid of the coal one is probably a good one to get rid of. Then you're down to nuclear and solar. So as they scale down, they'll get rid of what they don't want. We're about to see over the next, I was going to say 50 years, but it's probably a 50-year project from now, but it's going to be happening immediately. Within years, we're going to start seeing skyrocketing rates of death and cancer from things. Anyway, so they're saying they're having limited success. The industry is calling it wearable fatigue. Well, that's not it at all. To get fatigue, you have to do it a lot. No one's doing this a lot. So this is a lie. This story's a lie. It's a biased story. Wearables aren't sticking because consumers are not willing to alter their behavior. Well, that's the point. So it's not wearable fatigue. It doesn't get started. It doesn't get traction. Lack of traction is really what they should be saying. One solution is to give consumers a form factor they are already comfortable with, namely devices that you wear in your ear. My comment on this story. That's some pretty serious mumble jumble. Oh, dear. Well, you need a strong stomach to read these stories, man. Mobility, next story. Are we missing the big picture? Oh, boy, are they ever. All right, blah, blah, blah. All-encompassing concept. People need training, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and they ask a question in the article. So how do we do this? How do we educate the masses on the wonders of technology, right? Of mobile technology, wireless radiation. So I suggest you could brainwash them, or even, how about waterboarding? And my little quote, sort of paraphrasing the story, we must hurry up and irradiate everybody. Well, all the money's behind them. I'm sure they will succeed. You know, me talking about these wireless stories, it is a completely futile exercise in the sense that it's not going to change anything. If it took 60 years to slow down fluoridation a little bit, and that's all that we're getting right now is a little bit of success, after 60 years of a complete and total and utter lie. How long is it going to take for this to happen with wireless? I mean, here's the thing. When you drink fluoridated water, it doesn't give you more productivity. It doesn't track your fitness, right? The problem with wireless is that there's some degree of utility to it. It's like you're encouraging people to drink more alcohol, and one of the benefits is there's a few calories in alcohol, so you don't need to eat as much food. That's kind of like what this is. Next story, August Smart Lock. The August Smart Lock works like magic when it works. That's the name of the headline. It works like magic when it works. The premise of the thing is simple. It uses your smartphone to unlock your door. When the system works, it is sorcery. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work perfectly, and when you're talking about something that secures access to your most sacred place, the penalty for failure is incredibly high. Well, of course, it's all radiation, too. I mean, just mind-boggingly how stupid these things are, but they want it everywhere. Next story. Giant cellular networks could happen with 24 gigahertz spectrum. Well, 24 gigahertz, that's 10 times the gigahertz of present, so who knows, 10, 20, 30 times more radiation? Boggling. Barcelona Comedy Club uses facial recognition technology to charge per laugh. According to BBC News, at the end of the show, each person gets charged about 38 cents per laugh. Every time they laugh in this comedy club, they get charged per laugh. Oh, dear. I wonder how much I just had to pay then. What if it's a continuous laugh? If you can manage to continuously laugh. Oh, dear. Next story. End run networks. Help in danger zones. Drawing on networking protocols designed to support NASA's interplanetary missions. Two information security researchers have created a networking system that's designed to transmit information securely and reliably in even the worst conditions, dubbed End Run, and debuted at Black Hat Europe. Its creators hoped a delay-tolerant and disruption-tolerant system, which runs on Raspberry Pi, could be deployed everywhere from Ebola hot zones in Liberia to war zones in Syria to demonstrations in Ferguson. And this all runs on Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi to the rescue! Alcohol for everybody! All the starving people, give them alcohol. Got an injury? Drink alcohol. Next story, Microsoft gearing up to release a smartwatch of its own. Well, we've talked about the big boys getting into this game and dosing us all evenly. Two special features, much better battery life and cross-platform support for iOS and Android. Well, every time you make these devices better, people will use them more, so better is bad. So the devices are bad, using them is bad, using them more is worse. These stories only flow one way. That's why I don't do these stories every week. They're frankly depressing and sick. But, you know, this is the biggest game in town. This is the biggest problem in town. And I could not look at myself in the mirror, which I don't do. I don't look at myself in the mirror. But I could not be happy with myself if I didn't talk about this stuff because it's so hideous and horrible and so serious. Next story. New smart street corners that will act like a Fitbit for the city. Every 15 seconds, these sensors will gather information like temperature, humidity, carbon monoxide, vibrations, light, and sound. Pretty standard stuff, but the director says gathering even basic data can help us to evaluate some of the city's most unquantifiable features like hyper-local air quality, da-da-da-da-da, pedestrian traffic, emergency route efficiency, and resource allocation like salt for icy roads. Well, around here they don't use salt anymore. You know, they already have all kinds of weather sensors. I happen to know this because of some of the projects I worked on, and they have tons of them. They're fantastically detailed. You would not believe what is right out there and just internet away. So do we really need Wi-Fi for this? Do we need radiation for this? And, you know, it's more reliable and faster and better to have it wired. Why aren't these sensors wired? It's just another excuse to dose us all with radiation. That's all it is. Next story, the hidden privacy threat of flashlight apps. So the problem here is these free, in quotes, flashlight apps that you can download for your phone, and it turns your phone into a flashlight. Well, first of all, this functionality should be offered as part of the phone. My dumb phone, I think you press a certain combination of buttons and it turns into a flashlight. And what is a flashlight? It uses the backlighting of the phone, it turns it all on, and then that's a light. Your phone becomes a little light. Whoop-de-doo. And so these flashlight apps, you download one, and it turns out that they do bad things. These apps to pay for themselves, because there's no interaction, right? They're not gaining data from you. The flashlight app can gain nothing from you unless it does bad things. And these apps do bad things, and they're allowed. They're allowed by Apple in the Apple Store, yada yada. they could just completely get rid of this whole problem by integrating it into the phone. So this is corrupt makers of phones not solving the problem. This is corrupt FTC. Oh, now they're saying the FTC has clamped down. Well, how many years did it take? And all of this on your stupid smart, in quotes, device that's dosing you with radiation. Another excuse to carry around with you. Interesting, yesterday I was working and the person, I needed to go outside and they gave me a light. And it was a really great torch. Just super bright, worked reliably. It wasn't a cell phone. It wasn't a cell phone light. It was 50 times better. You know, sometimes you need the right tool for the job. Lights are cheap. With the LED lights, you know, flashlights and whatnot. I've got all kinds around here. And some really great ones. Get the right tool for the job. All right, a couple more here. A wearable gadget implanted in your hand isn't as freaky as you'd think. Quote, there's new evidence the next wave wearables won't be gadgets you strap on. They'll be tiny digital tattoos. They're calling it underskin, flat pentagonal device that would be implanted just beneath the skin of your hand and charge off your body's energy. It's absolutely a concept, albeit one they say will become a reality within the next 5 years. Well, big brother, you must be happy. Let's do one more. A bold vision for the future of the postage stamp. At its core, this thing, Signet, I guess is the name, it is a digital stamp and an app, a cell phone app. If you want to send a parcel, you simply stamp it with a device that uses a laser to etch it with your name in a unique identifying pattern. And the USPS would pick it up. Top-rated/comments about this were saying, what a waste of time this is. There are already barcode apps, QR codes, etc. Yes, but this one will also dose you with radiation. And so that's quite valuable. All right, there's so much background noise. I'm going to possibly have a shorter Floydcast just to cut my losses here. Of the weeks. All right, there's a story on Wired. 9 things drivers need to stop saying in the bikes versus cars debate. So these are kind of like myths that car drivers sort of have rolling around in their heads that cause them to be anti-bike. So to cause them to be bad drivers. 1, cyclists always break the law. Well, again, we don't need the details of the story on this. Cyclists don't always break the law, and even if they do, so what? It's kind of like saying little kids run out into the road. Well, you're not supposed to run out into the road, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to start raging on little kids? No. And you're not going to rage on cyclists either. It's not appropriate. 2, roads are designed for cars. It's ridiculous and less true as time goes on. 3, cyclists are dangerous. Well, they're only dangerous to themselves, so really cars are dangerous. 4, there's not enough room for bike lanes without causing gridlock. That's ridiculous. Bikes are smaller than cars. Average car has 1 person in it. A bike is smaller than a car. So actually, if you converted all the roads to bike roads, you'd need 1/10 the roads. 5, cyclists just want everyone to stop driving. Well, who cares what they want? It's meaningless. You know, they're not militants. They're not walking around with guns. The people that are militants are the people driving the cars who are mad at bikes. I've had people road rage me cars, and I don't know if I told all my stories in here. I don't want to dupe a story, but on 2 occasions, I got back at them rather easily for what they did. You know, they do have license plates. In one case, and in the other case, one of them has a large scratch on the side of his car. As he tried to hit me, I let him hit my exposed handlebar, which gouged his car. He thought he was doing something against me, and he was looking at me the whole time, and big grin on his face, and I was like, have a good day, Mr. Scratch. 6, drivers pay for roads, so they should get priority. Well, that's very nebulous. Who pays for what? And it's taxes and various things. And of course, as you get electric vehicles and that, they use less gas. And that's what pays for roads is, you know, the gas tax. And, you know, things are changing all the time. So if that's what you think, you know, that's a real simplified viewpoint. Have another beer. 7, cycling is a fad. Well, one thing's for sure is that is not a fad. Anything that's cheaper, uses less gas, is going to become more popular in the future and should. 8, there's a war on cars. Silly, you know, sensationalist kind of myth. 9, people absolutely need cars to get around. Well, some people need them. Who cares? This is about getting along. This is about coexisting. Reread of the week. I went through a number of physics books that I had, sort of a backlog, and feel like I'm a little bit caught up. I've been, you know, exploring so many different areas and, you know, got some fertile stuff going on. But at the same time, it kind of makes you, you know, busier than normal. Well, one of the ones, luckily, that I quickly realized was a piece of garbage was a book called The Atom and the Apple, written by a Frenchman, I forget his name. Oh, man. You should take this book and look at it as, like, the perfect way to not write a physics book. Unreadable, almost no information, Really weird stuff in there. What can you say? Plenty of religion, though. That was good for religious types. So then that wasn't good. Huh, okay, that's how it works. Rewatch of the week. You know, I watched some weeks back, this is a new movie actually called The Best Offer with Jeffrey Rush. This is a great, great movie. It's one of these movies, you know, you won't hear much about. Just a great movie. Very watchable, you know, a little bit of what's going to happen next kind of thing. And you think it's going one way and maybe not. You know, great writing, directing, acting, everything. Oh, good quality of the production. They didn't sabotage it at the end with a ludicrous ending. The Best Offer. Good movie. Cool and uncool things of the week. Well, let's do the uncool first so we finish on a higher note. Story today, just looking at Google News. Authorities find the dog involved in attacking one-year-old boy in Riverside County. Notice how it doesn't say pit bull in that headline. Well, when it doesn't say pit bull, it's not a pit bull. It's some other dog. Yes, plenty of other dog breeds attack people, and especially kids, right? This one was a Labrador mix. Now, Labrador is normally one of the best dogs, absolutely. Well, this Labrador mix attacked a one-year-old. You know, there was a pit bull documentary that made that point about the headlines. And when it's a pit bull, they have it in the headline. And when it's not a pit bull, they don't. This is the whoring of the media. The media are whores. They are sluts. Maybe that's too gross. The media are the worst form of leeches. Completely corrupt and dishonest in their basic news function. Not counting their New World Order, part of a bigger plan problem. They can't even do basic news. They are addicted to getting those hits, those clicks, those views, and if they have to be completely dishonest to do it, they will. Just proof today, just another story, another little bit of proof. Fight the power, fight the media power. Okay, cool thing of the week. This art installation turns Coca-Cola back into pure drinking water. This is a very elaborate, very sciencey looking setup. And it shows a bottle of Coke on one side and it gets gently heated in a beaker and then condensed and you end up with water in the other. It says, in just one day, the machine can convert a bottle of Coke into a glass of clean drinking water. One of the things it makes a point of in the story is that in some parts of the world, it's cheaper to get Coke than to get water, you know. But of course, this is an art project and it's kind of frivolous and funny and it makes a point, right? It makes a point. These days, the products that we consume are worse than water, worse than nature. You got to reverse some of these trends. And it does it in an art way, in a ridiculous way, but it makes that point quite well. All right, quote of the week. This is from George Carlin. I've been going through my quotes, by the way. I'm processing quotes. I'm getting near the end of this latest processing project. It takes months in this case. I'm banking a lot of quotes. I'm getting a lot of them into the fully ready category, which makes it so that on a daily basis, I don't have much work to do, hardly any work. That's always my goal, is to bank the quotes and then to concentrate the work effort and do the best job by concentrating my energies, the most efficient job and the best final product, and then take the pressure off. And I'm going to have banked 2 years worth of quotes. Now, I still pepper them with current stuff. Anytime I find a good, like a topical quote, a really pungent, you know, you got to see this kind of thing, I always throw that in there. And so there's always like daily updates and daily currency and whatnot. But it's nice to have banked a lot of quotes. And to do that, you know, I go through all of my files, all my sources, and just a horrific amount of work. Anyway, one of the little perks is I got a few more quotes in my quote of the week category, and here's one of them that I chose for today. No matter how you care to define it, I do not identify with the local group, planet, species, race, nation, state, religion, party, union, club, association, neighborhood improvement committee. I have no interest in any of it. I love and treasure individuals as I meet them, but I loathe and despise the groups they identify with and belong to. George Carlin, very interesting comedian, very thoughtful. The only way we can say anything intelligent these days is with a comedian. That's because you can get away with it, because it's a joke. You're supposed to laugh. Don't take it seriously. That's the only way we can get away with saying meaningful stuff. And the meaningful thing here is, you know, as we march towards a new world order, it's everyone thinking the same, everyone doing what they're told, everyone just joining, and also things like turning your neighbor in, Big Brother and Neighborhood Watch, you know, there's no difference. The sameness of people and joining groups instead of being an individual yourself. on the one end. And then you look at his names, George 753 and Carlin 123. So 753, 123, 876. He just had a very independent nature. And he's showing it. He's just saying, I'm not a joiner. And that's the ones model, right? And Carlin 123. But hats off to George Carlin. And, you know, the good thing about someone who really is making a strong point is it's probably going to be good for all time. 10 years from now, 50 years, 500 years from now, that George Carlin quote will be just as applicable. There'll be no difference at all. You almost probably won't even need to change a word of it. Don't be a joiner. Don't be a follower. Be original and be constructive. Anyone can be original in how they vandalize a wall, spraying graffiti on it. If you think about it, if someone blindfolded you and gave you a spray can, you could put graffiti on a wall. Come up with something better than graffiti. Something original, but something better than that. Life matters, I was going to say, but you know what we do matters. Life doesn't care. Humans are optional. But there are plenty of causes. There are plenty of things to support and fight for and with. You know, think about like the things that I do, my publications, and my Floydcast and that. Are the big boys going to promote what I say and do? Absolutely not. Not in any way, shape, or form. There's much too much truth in there. It's much too critical for them that they kill everybody with microwaves. So automatically, I am at the bottom of the promotion scale. Well, you can change that. You can promote me. I don't make any money on this. There's no money anywhere. Never will be. This is not about money. This is about providing information so that people can make better choices. This is about calling a spade a spade. This is about humans and not corporations. This is about the truth and not lies. This is about the real wars that we are all fighting, whether we know it or not the false flags. So this has been Floyd Maxwell, justthinking.com, doing a Floydcast number 40 for November 17, 2014. Good luck with your life. Take care.